I know it's a COVID year and we're dealing with all that, but that's not stopping a long-time tradition with the Zion Lutheran Church and their community Christmas dinner that they offer. It is going to be a little bit different this year. So I guess, Kyle, kind of take it away. How is Messiah Community Christmas Meal going to work 2020 style?
You're right. It is going to be different. Normally, we would have guests in our dining room in the basement and serve everybody down there with a certain number of deliveries to the homebound and people who couldn't make it. But with obviously with the restrictions placed on us by the COVID-19 virus, we can't have public gatherings of like that. So this year, everything will either be delivery or carryout. And as a result of that, we're actually expecting, quite frankly, an increase in the number of people who actually will want the dinner, too. It may be a little bit more convenient for them. We will take it to them, or they can just come and get it real quick. And, considering how a lot of families may not be able to get together this holiday season, more people may be wanting a meal. And if nothing else, maybe even just wanting the taste and smells of Christmas and stuff like that, something they might not be able to get otherwise. But, yeah, it's going to be a little bit different for us, that's for sure.
Well, and I guess the one interesting thing, though, that even though it is a little bit different in terms of not, having the meal at a location, the mission is still accustomed to delivery and takeout. I mean, it's something you've done before as part of the Christmas meal. You just can't have, the sit-down dinner where people can congregate.
Right. And it's going to be on a much grander scale than we've had before. I mean, obviously, we're going to need more delivery people, and they're going to be going. It's not just going to be one trip. There's going to be multiple trips and all kind of stuff. And then we still have to have people there ready for when others arrive for their carryout, so we can have it packaged up to them real quick and get it to them as quick as possible. So I think it's going to be, in many regards, a little more rushed at times than it has been in the past. But at the same time, you have to also look at the fact that we don't actually have to get the dining room ready this year. And so there's fewer things we have to do in certain regards, but other things are just going to be exponentially greater. There's just going to be bigger numbers of deliveries and stuff like that.
And then just as far as the RSVP stuff, I know that's always been a big deal in the past if you'd even come to the location, but I think even more so now. So can you kind of go over those details a little bit?
Yeah. We would really want people to call the church office. That's what they need to do. The phone number for Messiah Church office is 582-5261. And we need them to call and not necessarily make a reservation, but tell us how many meals they are requesting by Tuesday, December 22nd. We're kind of anticipating a pretty a lot of requests for meals this year, mainly due to the fact that after contacting the Baptist Church, they had quite a few more this year with their Thanksgiving dinner than they've had in the past too. So we're kind of expecting the same. So we may need to adjust the food amounts. We have a certain amount that we are preparing right now the usual amount, but we may need to get more at the last minute. And so we need to know who all wants a meal a few days before that. So if it's necessary, we can go grab another turkey or maybe grab another ham or an extra 5 pounds of potatoes or something like that. So we really need people to call in by Tuesday, December 22nd. And when they call, they, of course, need to give us their name, the number of meals that they're going to want. But they also need to leave a phone number in case there's an issue that would happen to pop up. And we're also going to need addresses for people. Obviously, for the deliveries, we have to have the address to send it to you. But we're also requesting them for the carryout people in case something changes. Maybe they can't make it out. And also, as recommended by the health department, we need to keep track of contact tracing in case something happens to one of the members of the church and they come down sick, a day or two later. We need to be able to notify people, listen, we had someone get sick and we need to, you may need to go get tested or something like that. One more quick thing here, and I don't like to say this, but we have to limit it to a certain point. All deliveries must be within the city limits of Aledo. We just don't have the time or the manpower to be going all across the county and stuff like that. We'd love to. We really would. But unfortunately, we have to limit that to just within the city limits of Aledo. Now, carryouts, people can come from all over if they want to do that and come pick one up at the church. We have to confine ourselves to within the church, the city limits, though, for the delivery.
And then I was going to ask you, too, I know the late Nancy Watkins was such a key player in all of this, and I know she would be pleased that, you know, this event is carrying on in spite of COVID. And I thought it was neat this year where the Mercer County JCs named the Toys for Needy Kids campaign Toys for Nancy campaign in honor of her. So, I mean, could you speak to her a little bit in terms of kind of what she meant to this Messiah Lutheran Church community Christmas meal? I know that was a big part of her life, too.
Sure. You know, Nancy was a godsend. She had so many irons in the fire. There was so many things in this community that she was involved with, but her church here at Messiah was one of the most important things to her. And then you mentioned the toys program with the JCs. You know, she ran the church dinner here for a number of years and delegated no authority to other people. Listen, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to do this. And people may not be aware, but I'm actually Nancy's nephew. She was my aunt and godmother. And a few years back, she started turning the reins over to me as far as the church dinner. She started putting me in charge of more and more stuff. And so last year, when she unfortunately passed just a week before Christmas, of course, the sudden shock came over everybody. It's like, oh my, what are we going to do now? Nancy's gone, and she had done all this stuff. But at the same time, she had been preparing others to do those things too. And I think that very much overlooked. I mean, obviously, she did a lot. She did an amazing amount, more than anybody can really ever contemplate. But she always wanted to make sure that things were going to go on in her absence. Now, I don't think anybody would have imagined that she would have passed away unexpectedly like she did last year. But she had already laid the groundwork to make sure that these things could continue. And, you know, we were all able to come together last year. Like I said, she passed away a week before Christmas. And we knew what we were supposed to do because Nancy had led us in that direction. And we didn't miss a beat. It came together right the way it was supposed to. And it's continued to go since then. I mean, obviously, we still miss her immensely. You know, she was not only a worker and a hard worker, but a joyful worker. She loved it. And, you know, it's not an easy job, but she made it easier for everybody else, but at the same time, enjoyable. And she got a lot out of it, too. And so not only are we trying to continue what she had done all these years, but to do it in the same manner that Nancy had. And, you know, when we get frustrated or we got questions, stuff like that, then it's time to, you know, take a step back, examine things calmly, and work things through. And we know that it'll work out. And we still have her guiding us, even though she's gone.